This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Laura Sapulo, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator, provides sound, ethical nutrition advice to both adults and children. Visit Laura's nutritional blog for free nutrition tips and encouragement to adopt a wholesome way of eating that incorporates all foods in moderation. Laura resides in New York City with her husband and children, and you can also read her advice on navigating nutrition for a family on her blog at momdishesitout.com. Laura, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So what is the non-diet approach?
The non-diet approach is a rather recent approach to nutrition, and it's basically to help women, men, adults relearn how to eat, relearn how to connect themselves with their internal feelings. So this philosophy is giving them a tool to help them rate their hunger fullness rather than using a calorie counting program or a portion diet plan. So in theory, what we're doing is we're helping people learn how to eat as if they were an infant again. So when you're an infant, you know when to start eating and when to stop eating. So we're trying to reteach this to adults and children that have lost this connection.
Laura, are all people able to identify when they are hungry or full? And it seems also, in addition, that Americans have trouble stopping when they are full.
Right. You know, at current times, a lot of people aren't able to stop when they're full. We're learning that some of these people have hormone issues. There may be a hormone excess or a deficiency. And then, you know, those people you would have to work with in a different way. But for the people that can actually try the non-diet approach and slow down, use the hunger fullness scale, which is a tool to help them identify if they're feeling full, they can then try this. And then if they're not sure, what they do is, instead of stopping where maybe the dietitian would recommend, which would be a 7 on the scale, we would say stop at a 6. Stop earlier. Give yourself a chance to see, does this amount of food really fill you? Most people just eat the amount of food that's on their plate. And we're saying, you know what? Take a minute, get up from the table, go to the bathroom, check in with yourself. See if you're really physically full before you knew it.
What is a hunger fullness scale?
So this is a scale that goes from 0 to 10, and you can use this to rate how you feel. So 0 would be starving. 10 is the Thanksgiving full where you maybe have to lay down and unbutton your pants, you're so full. And then a 5 is neutral. So you help the patient or the client figure out, where am I on this scale? You know, if you're stopping at a Thanksgiving full, that's not really full. That's overstuffed. And I think a lot of Americans tend to be hitting a 10 or a 9. So we're trying to help them identify that you're really physically full earlier than you think. And if you start eating when you're starving, you're more likely to end up at overfull. So you need to be eating more often so that you can actually recognize, you know what, I'm hungry now. Oh, and now I've changed to full, and I can stop, and I can eat again later when I'm hungry.
Today we are visiting with Laura Sapulo, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator. She provides sound, ethical nutrition advice to both adults and children. Visiting with us today on eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Can people lose weight using the non-diet approach?
Yes, people can lose weight, especially if these people were eating for emotional reasons or if they were a late-night eater, because the non-diet approach is teaching you to eat for a physical reason. You know, people eat for either physical, behavioral, or emotional reasons. So once you get rid of the, you know, late-night munchies or eating because you're stressed, now you've decreased your intake. So people are changing their relationship with food, and they feel freed from the yo-yo dieting, and this is what helps them to lose weight.
Are there any good resources you could recommend to our listeners that could access and help them learn more about that approach that we've been talking about today?
My favorite book that I always recommend is called Intuitive Eating. This is by two dietitians, Evelyn Triboli and Elise Riesch. There's also two other authors, Janine Roth and Ellen Satter, who write other books supporting this philosophy. And then I'm also writing a book on how to raise your children using a non-diet approach and a moderate feeding approach. You can read my blogs at eatingandlivingmoderately.com or Mom Dishes It Out. And again, these are just to help people find a new way of working with food for people that don't feel that diets help them. You know, so it's a new way to help them feel confident in their relationship so they're no longer binging and they no longer feel like a failure.
Laura, where can our listeners find more information or be in contact with you online?
They can go up to my website, laurasapulollc.com, or they can just, you know, go to my blog, Mom Dishes It Out, or the eatingandlivingmoderately.com.
Laura, in conclusion, what one last thing that you could leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
I think that people should know that they can change their relationship with food, that a lot of people feel like, you know, they're a failure with food or that they've failed diets, but diets fail people, and they need to know that there's another way to have a relationship with food, and it would be the non-diet approach.
Great information, very informative. We've been talking with Laura Sapulo, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator. She provides sound, ethical nutrition advice to both adults and children. And the website of reference, go check it out, eatingandlivingmoderately.com. Laura, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.